Welcome to the Marco and Krista In Case You Missed It podcast.
Here we go.
All of the calories, none of the guilt. Marco and Krista on 93.1 Jams.
Everybody was Facebook fighting. They were mean and frightening. The insults were fast like lightning. 'Cause everybody was Facebook fighting.
93.1 Jams. It's Marco and Krista. This is Facebook fighting. We started this a while back. It is fast becoming my favorite thing we do on the radio here.
Oh, yeah.
Now, I thought this would be really hard to go through Facebook, find a really good fight, and then act it out. But it turns out this one took 6 minutes to find today. Everyone is fighting on Facebook.
I didn't even know dudes would fight on Facebook, but I guess they do.
Oh, yeah. Everyone does. All right. So here's the deal, though. We've got two guys and a girl. Mm-hmm. Now, we have two guys and a girl in the studio here, but we're going to switch things up because it looks like Isabel is only going to be having a couple lines. So, Aaron, I went to Isabel this morning. You're the sweet girl that's going to be in here.
I can be Isabel.
Yeah. You're prettier than I am. Let's just be honest.
I like your girl voice. And Krista, you're going to have to be Ashton.
Yeah.
You're going to be a guy.
All right.
I'm going to be Connor. So what we'll do is reenact a real fight that really happened, word for word. And then, this is the coolest thing, Ashton and Connor, the real Ashton and Connor, have agreed to come on our show and try to hash things out and become Facebook friends once again. So hopefully we can get that done. But not before we tell you or read word for word exactly the fight that was on Facebook. Are you guys ready?
Yes.
All right. Here we go.
I just gave some extra money to a homeless guy. It feels good to help people, you know? Like this post, if you want to end homelessness, hashtag make a difference.
Oh my God, you're such a great person, Ashton. The world needs good people like you. Your kindness is so on fleek. Hashtag Ashton makes a difference.
Brag much, Ashton? The point of doing good deeds is to do them without making a public spectacle out of bragging about it. Bragging about giving a bum $5 is lame as shit. Bro, come on.
The only thing you've ever done awesome on this earth is make a steamy sex tape with your ex-girlfriend on YouPorn. That's literally the only good thing you've ever done. I'm a good person, bro, so back the hell off and quit starting shit bombs.
Dude, that's such an immature move to do. You're gonna bring up my sex tape publicly. For the record, it's no longer uploaded, you pervert. That's so creepy. You watch that?
You need to leave Ashton the hell alone. He's the closest thing to a saint on earth. He helps the homeless, damn it. And ew, gross. Connor made a sex tape? You really are a perverted pig, Connor.
Isabel, nobody would ever make a sex tape with you because you look like Gollum from Lord of the Rings, but not as hot. Oh, and Ashton, quit bragging about giving some homeless guy money. You owe me $50. You should really be giving the cash to me, bitch.
Why do you need money when you're making millions starring in porn with your gross-ass girlfriend?
Well, what's grosser, me being in a sex tape or you watching and touching yourself to it?
The only way I touched myself to your sex tape, bro, was wiping the throw up off my chin. If you don't shut up, you're going to end up homeless. Don't forget, my name is the only one on the lease, yo.
Oh, yeah, okay. Go ahead and kick me out. Good luck affording the rent, fry cook. He's living with SpongeBob. All right, there you go. That's between Ashton and Connor, and of course Isabel chimed in. We're on here with Ashton this morning. Good morning, Ashton.
Good morning. How are you?
We're good. We're good. Thanks for agreeing to be on Facebook Fighting here. Now, it looks like you did a great deed by giving a homeless guy some money, and you started a nice hashtag, make a difference. And here in Madison, we like to make a difference. We like to see, be out there doing things in the community. So so what happened?
Absolutely.
After all? Yeah. So
It's my favorite part of living in Madison, actually. I gave some extra money to a homeless guy one night after leaving the bar, and it feels good to help people, and I think more people should.
Yeah.
So I posted it on Facebook and, wrote, hey, like this post, if you want to end homelessness, hashtag make a difference, and it's been taken off. And
that's awesome.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm pretty proud. I think every little bit helps.
Sure. Yeah, I don't think anybody will disagree with that. But now it looks like there was somebody that didn't really agree with that on your Facebook page, and that was Connor.
Yeah.
he's a smirk. Yeah, what happened there, do you think?
You know, you post something positive, you're always going to have someone that, you know, posts something negative. Like one time I posted about, you know, no one ever regrets, you know, the chances they didn't take. And you know, Connor just has to chime in with, you know, his stuff all the time. Like, oh, what about, you know, going to see a Pauly Shore movie or, you know, something lame like that. Connor's just one of those guys who likes to rain on parades. And so, you know, there's all this positivity about, you know, hashtag make a difference. And, you know, of course, Connor had to jump in on it.
Yeah. So you maybe you think you made him maybe he's a little jealous.
Of course he is.
Of course he is.
All right. Well, I do have to tell you, Connor's actually standing by on the phone with us. He also has agreed to be on our show. And Connor, why are you busting Ashton's balls? Because he wants to end homelessness and giving money to the homeless. That seems like it's a good idea.
Yeah. Just to be frank, because it's bullshit.
Come on. Here we go.
Do something nice. Do something nice. I hate this world. Everybody's so like self-promotional. Just give the guy a buck and then move on. You're not going to end homelessness. Ashton makes a difference. You got to be fucking kidding me.
So
come on.
All right. So you don't.
It's all about raising awareness, Connor. Like it's.
You think
so just do like you. Do nothing. That's your answer. Just don't do anything.
Everyone's aware that there are homeless people. That's not like news. Not news.
Yeah.
Give the guy bucks. Move on. Come on.
All right. So you're saying that he should just give him the money and really not don't say anything. Just do it privately.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like normal people do.
All right. Well, But privately, you have a sex tape, obviously, we've learned from there, and that's not private. Mm-hmm. That's public.
Yeah. The only positive thing that Connor's ever done is posting his sex tape on YouPorn. That's literally the only good he's brought to the world.
Right?
Like, you see? I'm a good person, Connor. Just, you know, back off. You know, just...
Okay.
You're just upset that people actually want to have sex with me.
Oh, there it is. Yep, that was it.
All right, well, now I am confused, not confused, but I'm just wondering now, Connor, you keep talking about how good that he's done. The only good thing he's done is put a sex tape online. What do you mean by that? Like the only
good. What do you mean?
Yeah, I don't even, is that good?
What's happening there?
He recorded his ex and he uploaded it to YouPorn afterwards. And that was pretty good for us. You know, that was, you know.
I like the laugh.
Yeah, you know, she was hot, you know, Connor, but he spread the wealth
all
with
I gotta
that.
Say,
but
is another man watched my sex tape. Think about that.
Oh, my God.
I didn't watch it for you, Connor. I promise you, bro. I did not watch it for you.
All right. So you got so I think what he's saying is, listen, you don't have to promote the fact that you gave a homeless man money and that you could probably just. I do like the hashtag. Of course, you want to try to make a difference. But I think to each everybody should just be to each their own. Right?
Yeah. If you want to, you know, let everybody know you got money, do it.
Yeah. So
and you did something nice.
And you guys are you guys roommates?
Yeah.
For now, I guess.
Not now.
I guess.
all right. So what do you think is going to happen here, Ashton? Do you think you can forgive Connor and become Facebook friends again or just friends in real life?
You need negative people like Connor in the world just to make you appreciate the good people more. So,
very good.
Of course, I have to keep Connor around because it makes me realize how great literally every other person in my world is because I
That's
have Connor
wonderful.
As the barometer, you know, to measure the low point.
Oh, my.
Hey, after somebody watches your sex tape, you're more than just friends, you know?
You're more than just friends.
I needed to watch the sex tape, Connor, to learn what not to do.
Oh, God. Facebook fighting continues with these two.
You're listening to the In Case You Missed It podcast, starring Marco and Krista, only on 93.1 Jams.
93.1 Jams with Marco and Krista on a hell to the no hump day. Stories of times in your life when you were like, oh, hell no.
Hell no. To the no, no, no.
We want to hear your stories now at 321-0931. Let's get to Alicia this morning. Hey, Alicia.
Hello.
So hello.
It's a hell to the no hump day. Stories of times in your life could be big or small when you were just like, oh, hell no.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Girl, let's hear it.
Yeah, what's yours?
So I am an RA where I go to school, which is a resident assistant. So I oversee all the kids on my floor and everything. And I'm also a nursing major. So, like, I know a lot about, like, health, wellness, like keeping up with your hygiene, that kind of stuff.
Sure.
And one of my residents asked me to change her nipple piercings when they were infected.
What?
Yeah.
Really?
Yep.
Wow.
Man, that never happens
wow.
to me.
Yeah.
Never does that happen to me. So they're like, hey, my nipple thing is a little infected. Can you change it? What did you say?
Weird.
I said hell to the no.
It's very easy. I used to have one. You just simply, you know, turn it
yeah.
for them.
Well, why couldn't they do it?
Well, I don't know. That's kind of odd.
She went behind her parents' back, yeah. got it pierced, all that kind of stuff. And sure. she was like, I don't know what I'm doing, blah, blah, blah. And yeah, no. No, thank you.
No. Thank you. Oh, my gosh. That's awesome.
Well, that's a test to you how good you are
yeah.
with helping others.
That's yeah.
I'm not trying to lose my job, man.
All right. Yeah.
I mean, yeah, even if you do get to see nipple piercings.
It's right.
I mean, go to the shower. I don't know.
Thanks for calling, hon. We appreciate it.
Yep.
Yeah, see, that's what we're talking about. 321-0931 on a hell to the no hump day. This is from Samantha. Mm. Last night, I almost had a heart attack. I was about to go to bed. I looked up to see a freaky-looking woman staring at me from out of my window.
Oh.
I screamed right before I realized it was just my own reflection.
No.
See?
Ah!
Just you. That's pretty bad when you
Why
look at yourself
face
and scream.
So ugly?
Here's one from me. They're painting my apartment complex. They're all getting painted. So
Lucky.
We had to get in, and we've had anything on your porch. So I live on the second floor.
Mm-hmm.
So anything on the patio, on the porch or the deck, you have to take off because they're coming through. They're painting it. And these guys are taking forever to do this, by the way. And then you have to take everything off your porch, and it's got to be in your house for 2 days while the paint dries. Right?
Mm-hmm.
All right, whatever. Not a big deal. I'll get this note on my door. So I bring all my stuff in. Now this is stuff that lives on the porch, right? So it's all in my, now it's in my living room. I got the foldable chairs. I got a table out there. I got a couple of blankets that just stay outside. And so I have them all on my couch and in my house now. And I'm like sitting on my couch last night watching TV. And I look over and there is a huge spider crawling on my couch.
Oh, no.
And I realize yeah. that the chairs that I brought in from the outside are nested with spiders.
Ew,
now
really?
They're all in my house.
Ew,
and I'm like,
no.
Exactly.
Oh.
Hell no.
What are you going to do?
I've just been killing spiders for like the last 3 days now.
Did you really have to come back to work? Really?
Yes, exactly. Let's get to, who is this? Alicia? Sarah. Hey, Sarah, how are you?
Hi, how are you?
We're good. It's a hell to the no hump day. So what is your story for us?
Well, I have a toddler, and, you know, she's so sweet and so small, and she doesn't want to sleep alone sometimes. And, you know, I have a demanding job, and I drive a car. It's very important that everybody gets as much sleep as possible.
Sure.
So, I've been sharing my bed with her maybe like a couple of times a week. And then the thing about it is she doesn't wake me up, except she somehow gets her hands on chewing gum. And I have woken up in the last 2 weeks with chewing gum in my hair.
Yes.
That is awesome.
It is not awesome. You
awesome.
Have to cut that with a scissor.
Not awesome.
Yeah.
It's just part of the joy of having one.
Yes, I'm very joyful that I'm getting a very short haircut.
That's right, girl. You are so welcome.
Oh, my gosh. That's
oh, my
thanks.
God.
Thanks for calling.
Thanks.
Yeah. You wake up Cute. With Wrigley Spearmint gum in your hair, and you're like,
hell no.
Mm-mm.
To the no.
Yeah, 321-0931. We want to hear from you. We got this from Friends of Benefits member Clint this morning. I just quit my job of 2 years, and a bunch of my coworkers planned a goodbye party for me, so I went to go meet them at a bar, and literally no one showed up.
Oh, that's so sad.
I had my goodbye drink alone.
Oh, jeez.
And so for Clint, we say,
hell no.
See?
To the no, no,
oh, honey.
No. Hell to the no.
Maybe they were trying to do that on purpose.
Well, that would be worse.
Well, I know it would be worse.
This is from Jeanette on Facebook. So yesterday, my cat decided that my head was the perfect place to springboard off onto into his cat tree. He had his claws out for traction, and sure enough, scratched me all over my forehead. See?
Very good.
Funny.
Yeah.
But a hell to the no.
It's funny. It's like it's purposely done where Crunchy, my cat, will step on Travis's, you know, gonads on purpose.
Sure.
It's just a random...
Cats love doing that.
Everyday thing he likes to do.
Yeah. Let's get to Craig this morning. Good morning, Craig.
Hey, what's up, man?
Not too much. It's a hell to the no hump day. So what is your story here for us?
All right. So this weekend was my brother's wedding. And right after we took our big family picture, one of my cousins asked me for some edibles.
Some edibles?
Yes. Right next to all my friends and my family.
Oh, all right. So now they know that you got the edible weed.
Yep.
I thought you were talking about, I didn't know what that meant. I thought you were talking about like edible underwear.
No. He's talking about the brownies, the pot brownies,
right.
The pot candy
the
and all that stuff.
Wacky tobacco.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Very good.
Well, maybe some of your relatives now will be like, hey, Craig, do you got any of those edibles? What do you got? All right, thanks for calling us, man.
Thank you.
Yep.
Yeah, see, you don't want the family to know when you're doing stuff. You're going to ask during the pictures.
Yeah.
Let's get to James this morning. Good morning, James.
Hey. Hi. Morning.
How are you?
Great.
Good. It's a hell to the no hump day. Stories of times in your life when you were like, oh, hell no. What's your story here?
Well, last week, me and my girlfriend, we had to rush our dog to the vet because he ate a condom wrapper.
Oh, boy.
And,
Leave those laying around the house there, James.
What's that?
I said you shouldn't leave those laying around the house.
It was just, I didn't realize it was on the floor or whatever and he ate it. So we took him to the vet, and the vet was, he was able to, extract it, whatever.
Right.
And the thing is that the condom brand was not the brand that I buy.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my. Really?
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. And I don't know where it came from. And I'm thinking maybe my girlfriend, I hate to say it, but maybe she was with somebody else.
Yeah, and the dog ate the evidence.
Yeah.
Did you ask her about it?
Did you bust her?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Not yet. But I don't know how to bring it up. That's a weird phrase. But
that is certainly a chance for you to say, hell no.
I would just lay out the evidence next to the condom brand that you use and be like, do you see a difference here?
Yeah. You'd be like, that's what I would.
I guess I'm going to have to do that. And And the problem is also that it's a larger size,
Babe, I don't use magnums. What's going on here?
Oh, honey.
I don't know what.
Yeah. Hell no. All right, well, good luck, man. Yeah. Let us know what happens.
You poor, poor man.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm feeling you. Feeling James.
Bye.
All right. Thanks a lot, guys.
Ooh, that's a double whammy.
Wow.
Not only is it a condom, it's the larger size. It's even worse.
Woo!
That's another one of these. Why is that possible?
Why is that happening?
If
it needs something hot. Thanks for listening to the Marco and Krista In Case You Missed It podcast.
Thank you guys for listening to our podcast.
We absolutely love you. Huggies.
Yes, you can subscribe to it, download it, and love us because we love you right back.
Find all of this and more online at madtownjams.com.
Download the podcast now.